The 18 Farm Bill is a work in progress, and the work we did this morning will fold into that. The work you did helping to present to us will fold into that Farm Bill to make sure that we get it as right as we can. I think just about every single aspect of the Farm Bill was mentioned in some form or fashion today. Support for some things, support for other things, and necessary changes. And we certainly appreciate it. All of us on the committee do that. Certainly appreciate that very much. The problem we've got, of course, is that you're preaching to the choir. My guess is I've got every one of the votes at this table will vote for the Farm Bill. Well, I've got to have a few more votes than that to get that done. There's some 70 members of Congress represent rural America, which means there are 360 that don't. And that's where all the votes are. So I'm pretty sure I got the votes of most production agriculture folks, and I'm pretty sure I got the votes of most SNAP folks. But I need that bigger group that benefits from the Farm Bill, and that's every single person out there who eats every day. They should be in favor of a strong Farm Bill. And the reason is that you and your colleagues across this country provide us, the eaters, with most abundant and safest and affordable food and fiber supply of any developed nation in the world. This is a pocketbook issue back home. Every time somebody goes to a grocery store, every time they go to a restaurant, they get a deal. They get a bargain. They don't know it, and they certainly don't know why. Well, I'm deputizing every single one of you in the room today to be a part of that communication system that helps the American eater, the American consumer, understand the really good deal that they get every time they take advantage of the food and fiber that you produce. We have to tell your story. You've got a great story to tell. You have to tell it over and over and over till you're sick of telling it, and then you got to tell it four or five more times and you'll break through.